And this is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. Each week, I get together with the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollock, and we explore the unbelievable people, organizations, and institutions that make up the creative industries in Washtenaw County, an important part of who we are as a people, but an important economic engine driver as well. And it ranges from everything to the small business community to the nonprofit organizations. And we have a very special organization to focus on today. Deb Pollock, thank you for being here.
Always great to be in the studio with you, David. Hey, you know, I mentioned that the Arts Alliance is doing this project we're calling Creative, Washtenaw Creative Counts this year.
Right.
And we're doing that so that we can pull together data that really tells the story about these organizations and businesses and the creatives in the community. And, for example, we'll be sprinkling creative impact with some of these factoids throughout the year. so we've pulled the tax filings for all the active nonprofits and cultural organizations in the area, and we found some interesting stuff. So, for example, what would you guess would be the average age of most of these businesses and most of these nonprofits?
10 years old.
35.
So this is a community that is totally supporting the creative industries.
Well, it's actually what I find really interesting is that we're often told, and this is a myth buster, you know, that nonprofits are not businesses and aren't vulnerable. They're not organizations that can thrive and can exist for a long time. It kind of flies in that face.
And the average age is 35?
35, right.
That's unbelievable.
Right. So we're going to focus on one that is as old as you have been at WEMU.
Oh, that started since the Paleozoic era?
Since 1994 today. And I'm speaking of Riverside Art Center, which kind of seems like a young organization in our community, but we're really, really pleased to welcome Alisa Guyton, who was just recently appointed as the new executive director of Riverside Art Center.
Welcome to Creative Impact, and congratulations. You were appointed December 2nd. It must be in a whirlwind of a month.
Yes, it's been an incredible whirlwind, and I'm loving every minute of it.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. So, Alisa, you were at Yankee Air Museum, and now you're here at Riverside. How has good fortune led you to these great two cultural organizations in our community?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's the universe. It's magic. It's amazing to, I landed literally at Yankee Air Museum. And the experience,
you flew in and
right?
landed.
And the experience I got is exactly what I needed to bring with me now to Riverside. And it's just, I just feel so blessed.
If you can, describe the difference between working in a museum and then working in something as vibrant as an art center. Both, I'm sure, have their passionate supporters, passionate boards.
Without a doubt.
But it has to be a different environment.
It definitely is. Both are hugely passionate. The museum, but it comes with a different mentality because the museum, they are preserving history and putting that on display. Whereas at Riverside, we have people coming in and putting on things, creating things. And so it's just a very different creative world at Riverside. And it's one that I just hold near and dear to my heart. And it feels so good.
So some of our listeners might not be familiar with Riverside as the venue that it is. So give us a quick kind of run through of what it does and what it is.
Riverside is downtown Ipsy. It's on 76 North Huron Street. It's in the old Masonic Temple. And what we do is we have spaces that people can rent. We have a theater. We have a gallery, which has revolving exhibitions every month. The first Friday of every month is a new exhibit, so come check us out. We have a dance studio that has different teachers rent our space to have classes. And so there's things happening all the time, from community meetings, people coming in. And it's a place where people can come and be themselves. I've heard that a lot of people who are attracted to us come because they don't have to code switch. They can be who they are consistently when they walk through those doors. And the fact that we are welcome to everyone. Our building is accessible, so you can come and do anything and everything with us.
As you talk about individual identity, is it also something that is serving as kind of a center of a community identity?
Exactly. We welcome everyone. We welcome different opinions and thoughts. And, it's truly about honoring the individual, but then making those connections so that we can build and collaborate.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Deb Pollack, and our guest is Lisa Guyton. She's the newly appointed executive director of the Riverside Art Center in Ypsilanti.
So what are you discovering about Riverside from the inside that you might not have known about it from as a community member beforehand?
I didn't know how thriving it was. The vibrancy of the people, how often it's used, just the amazing human beings that are, you know, kind of circling around this organization. There's so much potential and opportunity. And I mean, my mind is just like blown at all the opportunity and potential that our art center has. And, you know,
I wish our listeners could see her face right now. She kind of looks like a kid.
She's been lit up since she walked in the
studio.
Right,
like it's her birthday and her face is lit up because all her room is filled with presents, right?
So we're talking about an organization that's now going into its 26th year.
Right.
And so almost three decades in, and it has gone through an evolution, and it is certainly more vibrant today than it has ever been before. But we have a long future in front of us. So as you step into this role and you start to identify what it is today, what do you want to carry forward and what do you want to build on?
I want to build on our programming. We have so much potential for what programming we can do and what we can offer our community.
Now, can I stop you there for just a second? So programming means different things in the field than it might to the community. You're a venue that's rented right now. You don't do your own programming per se by developing your own theater productions or your own dance productions and those sorts of things. So it's not that kind of programming you're speaking
Actually,
of. Actually,
it is.
Oh, you are?
Because we do, we do field trips for Ypsi Community Schools. All fourth graders come through our doors for a full day of arts and experiences and dance. And they get a wonderful toolkit that's 52 playing cards, but it's all creative to get your juices flowing and really for expression and learning who you are as an individual. So we want every child in Ypsilanti through the fourth grade to get these this toolkit. And then we also run summer camps during the summer.
Okay.
So we do definitely have programming that we want to build upon.
Got it.
And so you've only been there, again, a month. Have you had field trips come through since you've been there?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not
okay.
yet.
Because I'm always curious, you know, looking at the gallery, the ever-changing gallery is extraordinary. But I think my response would be quite different than a middle school student who walks through and sees that and may not have been exposed to these things before.
Right, exactly. And for our fourth graders, it's all about experience. What can we give them that's going to enrich them and, you know, either make them have just a really wonderful day, or is it planting seeds for, you know, when they want to try something more that they can come and, you know, we have teachers teaching artists who can do anything, basically.
Now, Deb is really into strategic planning, and she really likes to know her stuff. And I have learned a lot of great lessons because of that passion that she has for that. When you were hired, did the board set forth goals for a strategic plan for you to develop?
Yes and no. I know it's coming. We're not there yet because they understand I still have a lot of learning to do. But yes, part of that is what are we in for the future? And, you know, at the basic core of that is who does the community want us to be? Because we are truly a tool for the community. And whatever we do, it's to enrich our community.
So with that, from your experience already, and what does your team, what do you need, what does Riverside need from the community to be successful?
Resources. People, we're developing a volunteer program, and we need people because there's just so much that we can do, but we need the hands, we need the bodies to actually carry out different aspects with, you know, Riverside. You know, funding is going to be something that, you know, we need to do our programs.
Right.
So there's just so much that, you know, right now.
It's even 26 years in, we all still right. need those resources.
And therefore, community engagement is going to be central and key yes. to your ability to attain your goals. So from the experiences that you derived at Yankee Air Museum, what can you bring to Riverside Art Center that will enhance that community engagement?
Right. You know, I'm one of those people that like to jump into chaos and then help make processes.
Well, then so you should get to know me really well. I've got all sorts of chaos.
Right. Yeah. But it's really figuring out what's going on and then laying that plan for moving forward so that it's simple and easy to carry out whatever it is we need to do here.
So what do you say, Deb? Think it's in good hands?
Yeah, I think we're in great hands, and I think look forward to working with Elisa, with our other cultural leaders in our community to continue to make Washtenaw County a great creative space and place. And thanks for sharing some of your thoughts and ideas and being with us on Creative
Yeah,
Impact
thank you
today.
Very much for the time. It was very nice to meet you, and we look forward to what the new year is going to bring.
Thank you so much.
That is Elisa Guyton, the new executive director of the Riverside Arts Center, our guest on Creative Impact. My co-host is Deb Pollack. She is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. And Deb, we'll see you next week.
Absolutely, with another creative conversation with another Washtenaw creative.
I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.